USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
By law, the 43 states with more than one representative in D.C. must redistrict after each census to account for population shifts within the state, as well as to add or remove congressional districts. The 2020 census is in, and redistricting has begun. Texas, Florida, and North Carolina will gain a House seat each. An independent commission will draw maps in Colorado and Montana, each gaining a seat as well. Let's get a Dixie Fire update burning in Northern California. Tim Berg reports.
The Dixie Fire is now the 15th most destructive fire in California history. It's also the second largest in state history. It's burned close to 500,000 acres and destroyed more than 1,000 structures. Cal Fire saying the blaze could grow even more with this week's hotter and drier conditions. The fire sparked on July 14th and is burning in Butte, Plumas, Lassen, and Tehama counties.
Thank you, Mr. Berg. USA Radio News.
I'm looking forward to a play date with my granddaughter.
Nana! I can't wait to get together with my friends for a backyard barbecue.
If you're 65 or older, you're starting to get back to doing things you love. Did you know even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia? It's a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Ask your doctor or pharmacist today about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
The Taliban in Afghanistan continue taking over the country, Dan Araki reports.
A new assessment from the CIA says that Afghanistan may fall under Taliban control within 6 months. That coming as Taliban fighters seized control of three more provincial capitals on Wednesday and now control about two-thirds of the country. Intelligence officials worry that Kabul could be encircled within 30 days, also fueling fears for the safety of Americans working at the embassy in the capital. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says that the Taliban's offensive is something that officials are watching with deep concern. He tells Fox News that the Department of Defense is working on expanding its counterterrorism capabilities in the region should they be needed.
No outcome is inevitable here in Afghanistan, Neil. There are plenty of opportunities ahead for both the government in Kabul and the Afghan forces to turn back this tide and to defend their country. I think when we look back at this in coming months or even years, we're going to look back and we're going to see that leadership was the real difference here. Political leadership in Kabul and military and operational leadership on the ground in Afghanistan. That's what's going to make the difference.
USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
CBS News station WRGB is reporting nearly $9 million has been paid by New York taxpayers for disgraced Democrat New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's legal defense fees. And more funds are expected to be spent as his attorneys are charging the state $600 to $900 an hour. Breaking down what happens now on Fox News is Jonas Spilbor, a criminal defense lawyer.
That report from Letitia James is not going to be evidence that's going to be used against him in a criminal court. It is one big giant hearsay exception. So where taxpayers are going to have to foot the bill some more is when prosecutors want to actually file charges and prosecute him, it's going to be on the prosecution, i.e. the taxpayers, to bring those individuals back into court, the subpoena fees, the witness fees, the expert fees, etc. So we're still going to be paying for that. But the good news is Cuomo would be privately paying for his own defense if criminal charges are eventually brought. That's a little bit of good news for us taxpayers.
New York's Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul will take over as governor in less than 2 weeks.
But make no mistake, our work has already begun, and I know this year and a half has been so challenging for families and businesses across our state. And sometimes it doesn't feel like it's getting any easier. The Delta variant is still raging, and it's going to take all of us to defeat it.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.